Welcome, Bill Sedgwick, head of Billericaytown Walking Football.
Hi there.
And Stuart Shaw of Basil and Mind.
Hi there.
Yeah, how you doing, Stuart? If I could start with you first.
Well, I apologise. I do have a croaky throat and a bit of a cough, so I might end up spluttering through this.
Well, that's why I've put you right in the end of the other part of the studio, really, to be fair. So, Stuart, if I can start with you, though. You work for Basildon and Mind, obviously. Yeah. And Basildon, like, does cover all areas, doesn't it, really?
Well, it's Basildon and Mind is really for the borough of Basildon, which includes Wickford and Billericay. And a lot of people miss that point. So we've outreached a lot of times in Billericay recently to make sure that all the residents there are aware that Basildon and Mind will provide the services they need for mental health in that area.
Yeah.
So every Wednesday, there's actually a pop-up at the community hub.
Oh, nice.
Where people can go up and talk and get signposted to the services that they may need.
Oh, so it's consistent. It's every Wednesday.
It's every Wednesday afternoon.
Nice one. Yeah. Where's that?
It's at the community hub, basically, which is in the high street, at the end of the high street.
Okay, and what time's that then, Stuart?
It's in the afternoon, so it's 2 till 5, I think.
Oh, well, nice. Nice chunk of time as well, really. Gives loads of people time. That's brilliant stuff. So, look, how did you kind of get involved with walking football and the reason why it's such a good fit, really, Stuart?
Well, one of the things I got involved with walking football, obviously, because of Bill, who invited me, because he knew I was a referee in my previous life and wanted some quality refereeing, as he would describe it, to coming more to walking football.
No, really. Well, quality, yes,
well,
sure.
I was going to say, I'll ask you about that in a minute, Bill.
So I got involved in that way, but one of the things that I know from Basildon and Mind is the services they provide. The one thing they really do well is wellbeing services there. So they host two walking sessions each week, which actually will be increasing to four in April. And they also got an allotment where people can go and just grow fruit and veg as well. And that's on a Tuesday morning. That's over in Vange. And you see the benefits that people get just by doing exercise. And we know also with the over 50s, over a quarter of over 50s suffer from depression. Mm. And you know that doing a physical exercise or having social interaction, you will improve their mental health. And therefore, walking football is one of those perfect opportunities for over 50s men, particularly to get involved in a sport that they love, probably as a younger person. Maybe you had to give up playing football in their 30s.
Yeah.
And now they're coming back into playing in the 50s. So, we've looked at that, basically, and last year was the first year, and Bill offered the services of Billericaytown Football Club, and must thank them for providing the kit, all the pitches for that, where we had our first walking football tournament, and we had 15 teams then of men, and I think the eldest player in the tournament was over 80.
Wow.
And playing. So it was a great experience that day. And lucky enough, Billericay have offered the pitches again this time round. So in a couple of weeks' time, on Tuesday the 26th of March, we'll be hosting our second walking football tournament, which we've called Stroll, Don't Run for Better Mental Health.
Yeah, that's amazing. So if I go over to you now, Bill, and I'll catch up with you. Are you all right there, Bill?
Fine.
Yes, great stuff. So how did you get involved? Because you are the head of, because you've got different teams going on as well, haven't you, Bill?
We've got a lot of teams at Billericaytown. I got involved at Billericaytown. I knew they wanted to start a walking football section. I sat down with the chairman there, a guy called Nicky Hutt. He's been really, really helpful and really supportive of everything we've tried to do. Mm-hmm. And it's number one, we've got a great set of guys there. Now a great set of ladies there, and it's just grown and grown and grown. We have 170 members, three sessions a week, and we get about 120 people a week at Billericaytown playing walking football. But it is one of the fastest growing sports in the UK at the moment.
It really is, isn't it? Because I think what it is, a lot of people I know are still playing football on Sunday afternoons, and coming up to like 40, 45, and then like, oh, I know that I'm going to have to make that transition. But it's a difficult one for people, isn't it, really, I think, sometimes, to say they're going to give up the football that they love to play, a different type of football. Do you find that, Bill?
There is a bit of a transition, because in our sport, it's no contact and no tackling, which does make it a little bit difficult for the people that are coming, say 40, or at men's it's age 50, coming from men's 11 aside, age 50, there is a slight transition period, but once people get into the flow of it and they realise the ages of the people they're playing and training with, then people just fit in and it starts to work well. Mm. At Billericay, the oldest guy we got is 79, youngest guy we got is 50, with the no contact and the no tackling. You go on the pitch smiling, you come off the pitch smiling, and you don't get hurt. And that's the main thing about it.
Yeah, so that's the main difference between people that would know what football is, really. So there's no contact sport at all.
It's a no contact sport and no tackling.
Right, and what about running? Because you can, well, can you?
You're not meant to. You're not meant to run.
How can you not, though, if you've got that little bit in you, you want to go? Especially if you're a defender, right? You want to do a sliding tackle. Well, that's going to be a difficult one, but yeah.
That's bad, yeah.
You will get a red card.
Yeah, we'll get a red card for that one.
Anyone who watches walking football will say, oh, they're running. People try and walk fast and they do the silly walks like out of Monty Python. You do get all that. But at the end of the day, are you really going to stop a 75-year-old from having a little jog?
No, yeah.
It's about having fun, playing football. You get the same enjoyment playing it over 50, over 60, over 70 as you did when you were 10.
Yeah.
It's just great fun to be involved with.
So you don't have to have played football to be able to join, can you? You can start anywhere if you've not.
We've had ladies that have never played and we've had guys that have never played.
Yeah.
I think I just want to add one thing. When I first started getting involved in walking football, we had some players come along for the first time and they were quite insular. They didn't talk too much.
Mm.
And obviously, it had come from probably a situation where they were quite lonely at home or had retired. And suddenly, we're playing walking football. You suddenly saw this development of these people where the smile did come through, the banter developed, the chatting coming through, and then the social interaction even after the sessions also occurs, which means that their mental health has been significantly improved by getting involved with walking football.
Yeah.
And it really is really pleasing to see when you do see this happen.
Yeah, because when you consider the facts are astounding as well. It's like over a quarter of people that are over 50 suffer from depression, right? So that's really the people that are coming along, Bill, to your sessions, right? You must see some like wonderful transitions to how people sort of start, as you just said there, Stuart, to how they become happier people. Right?
We have seen a lot of people mix in and join in the social side.
Yeah.
We've got a great social side at Billericay Town. We've got a 70s, 80s disco tonight, 150 people attending that. So that should be good fun. But yeah, there is a social side, and most clubs, if not all clubs, you play your football, then you go in the bar. It's very much old school that way. You go in the bar, everyone has a chat. Some people, we do know that it is, for some people, that's their only day out of the week sort of thing. So, you know, it helps everyone, in all honesty. It helps health-wise, mental-wise, and it puts a smile on your face, which you can't beat that.
Even just getting out in the fresh air,
it's been very fresh of late.
Yeah, well. Very, very fresh. But Billericay is such a community club as well, and I think that's sort of the feel that people will get when they join you as well. So are you in a league, Bill? Is there leagues in this?
There's a Essex Walking Football League for ladies, and there's Essex Walking Football League for men. We've got 15 teams across the ladies and men's leagues for this coming season. There are the age groups for the men's are over 50s, over 60s, over 65s, over 70s, and they're working on at the moment on a sort of over 75s. It's more a friendly league than a competitive league.
Yeah.
So the ages are going up every year, and we've got there is an England over 80s walking football team as well. So it's quite amazing when you see guys at the really older guys still getting around a football pitch, albeit a small
and you can
pitch.
Still see some of the skill.
Bill, we had a restless place. Was it restless place?
Peaceful place,
which is home, or basically a house basically set aside basically for people with early stage dementia to come along. Billericay Town Football Club, the walking football, played a walking football game against them because they're using walking football as a way of getting people to think about things. And again, exercise can slow down that progression of dementia as well, so it's very important. So walking football's used there, and we played them recently. But I actually was refereeing, and what was amazing to see was the skills. Suddenly, some of these players, you could see they really did have the skills from an earlier age. You know, the turning, the powerful shots, the jinking around was all elements of them playing walking football. And again, it was quite amazing to see.
It was very humbling to play against that team. It was a really good day, and we've kept contact with Peaceful Place, and we've had a competition, and we've raised money for Peaceful Place, and tonight our disco, part of the money is going to Peaceful Place for what we're doing tonight.
That's amazing.
So the walking football tentacles, as it were, has got out everywhere at the moment, and it is literally all over the country,
all over the world, really. I mean, there was actually a walking football World Cup last year. With teams, quite a few teams from the from all over the place. But it's, there is actual national competitions that get involved with this as well. And you know, it's really good. So, I mean, even the tournament we've got coming up on Tuesday week, we've got teams from Kent and teams from Southend, Easley, and Leighton Orient, Romford, Chelmsford, all coming. You know, two teams from Billericay. You've got Little Oakley, which is travelling a long way because that's called like Clacton Way. So that's the, you know, that's these, they're all over Essex. They're coming to play in this tournament. And if you, so I would say basically, if you haven't ever experienced or seen walking football, come along and just have a look. Come along and watch. You know, 10 till 1 on the day. And you'll get a good sense of what walking football is like. And, you know, women as well as men, I would say.
Because the tournament, it's six aside. There's men over 50 and women over 40. Is that sort of like, is it the mixed? How's the ratio meant to be with what's going on the pitch, Bill? Do you know?
There are mixed teams out there. This competition is pretty much a male. Competition.
Okay.
The ladies have their own league and the men's have their own league. There are, on an earlier competition we had, we had a lady in each of our teams because we were running the competition and whatever. Generally, you can have a couple of ladies in the team, you can have one lady in the team. It's entirely up to you. The ratio doesn't really matter, but you've just got to gauge everything by whoever the opposition is.
Sure.
And you sit down and plan it with the opposition to make it as fair and as fun as possible.
Absolutely, that's the main thing. As you say, that's what people are there for, right?
Just
to make sure that they can kick about.
It does get competitive occasionally, and therefore, you know, that's important. And this, I think, but not enough. I think the teams that entered this tournament, we probably agree, some of them are coming there to win. And win the tournament. So there is going to be a competitive edge to it.
Bill's keeping quiet over there. He's got some tactics going on. I can see this.
We usually win the drinking competition.
That sounds like the club that I need to join then, doesn't it, really? Obviously, yeah. So, Bill, again, all the stuff, anyone that wants to kind of come along and join in, is there kind of a taster session or can people just come along and have a chat?
There's going to be a ladies' taster session in, I think that's in May. If you contact Billericay Town, they'll pass it on to myself and I can give you the details for that. It is on the Essex Women's Walking Football Facebook site.
Right.
For guys, we just say to guys, if they want to join, they send an email in, give us their details. We say you can either watch for a session just to see if you think it's for yourself, or you just come along and join straight in.
Brilliant stuff. Now, I just want to find out a little bit more about how we can get hold of you and a little bit more about the tournament and mine before we go. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to slip in one of the songs, because I did ask you, didn't I, Stuart, what song it is?
Well, it's Walk On By, and it's going to be by Dionne Warwick.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by, walk on by, make believe that you don't see the tears.
We walk on by, and we are here with Bill Sedgwick of Billericay Town Walking Football, and of course Stuart Short of Bazzard and Mine. Now, Stuart, if I can go over to you just to ask a question. What is the difference between kind of the national mine to the local mines? What's the biggest difference?
Well, the biggest difference is the fact that the local mines that you've got, and there are actually five in Essex, which is quite odd in the group, but they're the ones who provide the services to people in the community. So, for instance, at Basildon Mine, we provide counselling, which is in our offices in Whitmore Way. We've got a helpline that's always being active. Well, it's in six days a week. Being activated there, that people can call up and we'll signpost them if they've got care. But also, if there's someone in severe mental distress, then we can suddenly provide counselling on that phone call as well. And then there's basically, as I mentioned before, basically the fact there's the wellbeing groups where people can partake in walks. So one starts actually at the Basildon Mine charity shop in the Basildon shop, and they walk from there. And then there's another one being held at one of the parks in Basildon as well, and then it's going to be extended into Billericay over the next month or so. But the other things that we provide, which I think people don't necessarily see inside from a local mine, is we provide housing for people with severe mental, long-term mental health issues, but also short-term. So there's actually what they call the Crisis Sanctuary Plus house in Basildon, where people can just get a break from the pressures of life and just go somewhere, just shut off from the family, shut off their mobile phones and just, you know, just get help and just recover for a week.
You helped with all that, because I didn't even know there was such a thing, because that sounds ideal for a lot of people. I mean, I'm sure you're getting many more people calling you and emailing you all the time now, surely,
I mean, one thing they got is actually, because we actually work in partnerships with the other local mines in Essex, so down in Grays, there's actually what they've got, what they call the crisis sanctuary, and people literally during the day, they can just walk into there and just, again, sit down. If they don't want to talk to anyone, they don't have to talk to them, but if they do, they've got someone there that they can talk to.
It's a
safe space, basically, the fact that people can have. And I think that's very important that they've got those kind of things. And the difference between the local mines then and the national mine, and mine is a federation of about 108 local mines and national mines. And the national mine really does all the advocacy work. So they're the ones that will fight for change for mental health issues and get them. We desperately need a new mental health act in this government. It's something actually the Conservative Party had in their manifesto. And funny enough, it's one of those other things that's been left behind. Uh-huh. So we need that basically to come through. And therefore, National Mind is those kind of people that work on that. But also things like Mental Health Awareness Week, they'll lead on that with a campaign on that. And through the World Mental Health Day, which is always the 10th of October, and those kind of things. But, you know, through... We're actually this year at Basildon Mine taking a lot more lead in things that we're doing. We're actually potentially going to have what they call a mental elf run, which is done at Christmas, or just before Christmas, which is a 5K run, which is the first time Basildon Mine will actually be doing it. But it is it's a national thing. And last year there was about 38, I think, local mines took part in it. And they had an awful lot of people just dressing up in Christmas costumes and elf costumes in particular, and run around. So there's those kind of events that are led by National Mine. They help out all the local mines getting anything. But there is a real big difference in the fundraising side of things. So if you want to support your local mine, make sure that you give your donation to your local mine and not National Mine.
Yeah. See, that's key, I guess, which that's something I didn't think of until literally you just said that.
Yeah.
So that is the big difference. So that helps your local community ultimately, right?
Yeah, it does. You're paying for that. You're providing the helping with the providing the services in your local community.
Yeah.
And it's a thing that people get confused about. So make sure if you're looking to donate to your local to mine, and for the service they provide, then look that local mines website up. So like here we've got Thurrock and Brentwood mines, and we've got Basildon mines, you've got southeastern central Essex mines, and you've got northeastern Essex mine as well. So they're Minding West Essex is the other one. So make sure you look those up before
you've got the right local one to you
and get the right donation to them.
Totally, that's brilliant. And obviously working with like Billericay, as you say, sort of all these like constant contacts moving forward for everybody. And I think like especially like with men as well, there's still that stigma regarding mental health, right? So I think that's why it's such a good fit with walking football. I mean, Bill, how many men do you kind of get members have you got? Do you know roughly
170 members. 145 of those are guys. I say age wise of 50 up to our oldest is 79, very soon to be 80.
And I suppose a lot of those have mental health issues that they may not even want to share, but just being there.
No one shows it, do they?
No,
but no, I think the getting out, playing football, meeting other guys, having a drink with other guys, and same with the ladies, getting out and just washes your day's problems away, as it were.
Yeah.
See, I once had it described, the difference between like men and women when they talk about mental health, is that that women, when they go out with their friends for a drink, well, they'll all talk about, how are you? Will be almost the first question they ask. Whereas a bunch of guys going out, they'll ask, did you see last night's West Ham game?
Yeah.
And they, you won't, but you might turn around and say, did you see who Arsenal drew in the Champions League?
Yes.
But that's the conversation you got there. And because, I was getting explained by a woman, she was talking to me about it. She said that her husband had gone out for drinks with his friends, and they knew that, you know, one of the women had been quite ill recently. One of their partners had been quite ill. And she said, how was Jan? And he said, don't know. Didn't you ask him? You know, Dave? No. How's the kids? Don't know. And so that's the difference in conversation that men and women will have. And therefore, that conversation about mental health doesn't occur really with men at the same time. And it is a generational stigma as well. I've attended events where the younger generation will quite happily walk up to us at Mind and say, I'm getting counselling at my school, or I'm getting counselling with you. Whereas I don't think I've ever had anyone over 50 walk up to me and say, I'm having counselling and thanks for the services you provide me.
Yeah. It's just a case of like, oh, just got to get on with it. That's what a lot of people think. But as you say, going back to you, Bill, and what you do within Billericay, because you're the head of the walk-in teams, aren't you?
I've got a fantastic committee around me that do an awful lot of work. So we've got guys that run each individual team. Yes, I was the guy that started it, but we wouldn't be where we were now without the guys that are around me, because the committee has been absolutely fantastic. We've got a fantastic social secretary who's done a great job, and we've got a really good tour leader who's done a fantastic job. So I'm a sum of all the parts, as it were. We've got a lot of people who've put a lot of work in, and it's just worked. We've got a really nice group of guys and ladies, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a great club to be part of.
Bill, if anyone wants to get in touch with you again, Bill, to come along and just have a look to maybe join locally,
sure.
What do we do?
Well, you can contact Billericay Town. My email is btfcwf@gmail.com. You can come along. We train Monday evenings and Thursday mornings. Come along and watch, see if it's for you. If it's for you, then get your kit and turn up the following week, one way or the other.
And just lastly again, about the tournament, who wants to give that the last shout so we know where to go and what to do?
Well, it's Billericay Town Football Club.
Yep.
On both the ground, actually, and the community pitches will be used, basically, so because we're hopeful we've got at least 13 teams.
13 teams
partaking at the moment time. We're closing applications at the weekend. But yeah, come along at 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock is basically the time to come along. Cheer on if you're wherever you are. Cheer on, you'll see the teams that are there that come along. You'll find a team that you might want to support in the day and come along and join. It does give a great view of what walking football is all about. And then the trophies will be presented around 1:30 in the clubhouse, so even then you can come along and have a bite to eat and a drink.
Yeah, as you say, it might help dispel the myths of what people think of walking football is and to what actually it is.
Well, right? I think one thing they'll see is that the enjoyment that it gives people.
And the competitive nature of it
as well.
Do you play, Bill, still? Do you play?
Yes.
You do get involved.
I'm still young enough to play.
No, but I didn't know if you just didn't play. No. No, I didn't mean that. You're so busy sometimes just managing everything, you don't actually get time to play on the pitch.
I play. It's great. As I always say to people, there's nothing beats smashing a ball past a 75-year-old goalkeeper. It's good fun.
I'm going to have to come along. Seriously, it's one of those things, seriously.
But lovely enough, to last year, the Basel & Mind CEO, Denise, who's in her 60s, she used to play for Chelsea.
Right,
many moons ago, she would turn around and say. And suddenly she really wants to play, but to get the time to do so. So I'm hoping that, you know, when we talk, she listens to this and she... Again, encourage her to come get on. Those boots on and come along.
What's her name again?
Denise.
Denise, come on. You know what you've got to do. You've got to get your boots, get dusted off and get them back out.
She turned up last year in Wellington boots thinking the fact that it'd been raining so much that the pitches would be muddy. But of course, it's a 4G pitch at Billericay, so it would be perfectly clean.
Yeah, wellies. I love that. That's a brilliant story there. But listen, boys, thanks so much for coming in today. Thanks for the work that both of you do. It's just immense as well. And so... And if you're at home listening, thinking, oh, I know somebody that might be involved or want to go along, you know what to do. Now, if you've just walked in and you've just missed the interview, don't worry. By tomorrow night, we'll be up with all the relevant links for both your local minds and, of course, for the tournament and for Billericay walking football.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Great. Bill, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Stuart, thanks so much. I'm going to play a song because you guys have made me feel happy. This is Pharrell Williams, and that's going to take us up to the top of the news. Cheers, boys.
Thank you. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.